Josh yesterday said there's an art and a science to it that we don't see, that you understand. What is the art and the science of the quarterback's thinking?
I think it's just having, obviously, a lot of confidence in my blockers. So I think it's just knowing that those guys can protect where we're trying to go. And I think Josh does a great job calling it. So it's just about having kind of everyone on the same page. And, you know, as a quarterback, you always got to have confidence in the guys up front. And we've always just done a great job of blocking for it. So
it would seem to be, I mean, the way you run it and the way it's always been run here, pretty automatic 1 or 2 yards.
What the question? Not always.
No. Not always. Can you recall a time, a critical moment where you didn't come up with it?
Indianapolis this year, we tried it. I got hit pretty hard, so you take a few shots in there.
Is that the other aspect, not to interrupt you, but is that the other aspect, protecting yourself, because there is some risk involved?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a quarterback, so you don't have those big, you know, running back shoulder pads and, you know, all the air in my helmet that's, you know, pumped up to the max. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully you don't take a big shot, but I've definitely taken a few shots in my day.
There's another play that's gotten a lot of attention is you going out as a receiver.
Yeah.
Is this an indication of how bad the receiving situation has gotten with the Patriots?
No. It was just it was a great call by Josh, and I thought, you know, Danny made a great throw. So hopefully I'll be throwing to all the receivers this week, and there'll be not many more passes to me.
Feel kind of odd being on the other end?
Yeah, it's always a little bit different when you're out of your normal environment. So when I get out there, things happen very fast, and those guys close on you pretty quick. So it was a good play in the game. I wish it would have resulted in points. But we got a good plan this week. Hopefully we can execute it no matter what coach calls. I think we as players need to go out there and do a great job of execution because it's a good defense. They played really well the last 5 games. So there's not going to be much margin for error for us this week.
Speaking of protecting
you were talking about the quarterbacks, and you've actually taken, I think, 32 hits over the last 3 games. How are you feeling in terms of absorbing that many hits over the last 3 games?
I feel good. Fresh as lettuce.
Tom, can you put is there one thing that you could point to from when you were getting the ball out of your hand quicker in the beginning of the season to, like, the last 2 or 3 games where you're kind of holding onto the ball just a little bit longer?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, you'd always like to get the ball out on time in the pass game. So I think whether it's some things that we've done schematically or the opposing team has done schematically against us has forced us to to hold the ball a little bit longer. So I wish we would just be able to stay in rhythm. Every offense, I'm sure, would love that. Judging by the results, I need to get the ball out quicker. So, you know, you just got to find an open guy and try to get it to the guys who can actually do something with it. Because usually when it's in my hands, you know, there's nothing good happening aside from, you know, the catch last week. But I think we just got to get it to the guys who can do something with it, you know, the skill guys with, you know, can ultimately get the ball in the end zone.
You're the best defense in the league on third down. Tom, they're the best defense in the league on third down.
Yep.
28.2. You guys, since Julian went out, are actually 28.8, 15 for 52 on third down.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very difficult team to get right on third down against.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of – it's third down, but I think they've also, if you look at, like, statistically, yeah, absolutely, the first and second downs lead to long third downs, and long third downs, nobody's good in 3rd and 8+ in the NFL. It's just, it's a passing down. The coverage is too tight. The rush is too good. If you make 1 or 2 of those a game, it's usually pretty good for an offense. So, you know, I think they forced more teams into those situations than any other team in the league. They've just done a great job of negative plays on first and second down, whether that's negative plays in the run game, sacks, lowest completion percentage. So they have all the stats, and we're going to have to do a good job. It's obviously a big challenge for us, and we got to figure out a way to, you know, move the ball enough, take care of it, score points when we get opportunities, but they certainly make it hard.
You guys have been
one of the best teams of ignoring the noise, especially you, the last couple of years. How hard is it, and what goes into you guys staying focused and ignoring the outside noise, especially with the last couple of losses?
Well, I think it's just, you know, believing in each other. I think it's, you know, when you face the adversity that we faced the last couple of weeks, and nobody likes to lose games, I think all of our quality of life you know, sucks when you lose games, but that's just the way it is. It should, you know, be important. It should hurt when you lose because we put a lot into it. So I just think not obviously abandoning what the process is because I think we've done a good job preparing. We just got to execute better. I think we got to do a better job playing. And then, you know, hopefully that results in wins. But it hasn't been good enough the last 2 weeks. I think there's a lot of reasons, obviously, that you know, for that and things that we can do better. And hopefully this is the week for it.
Tom, you're going up against coaches like Bill O'Brien, who has such an intimate knowledge of the system. How does that impact your preparation, specifically in the play calling?
I think there's a lot of crossover between the teams. So, again, it's, you know, teams that we've played a lot, like a Rex Ryan coach defense. I mean, he's played against us a lot. You know, Billy being here, us knowing Billy and George and Romeo and, you know, a lot of the players from in their scheme and what they're asked to do, I think it's ultimately going to come down to how well we execute and the plays and tackles and throws and runs and blocks. And I think more so than – you know, we know each other's style, but at the same time, it's going to come down to how well we execute.
How much do you miss Gronk, and do you have any insight on when he'll be back?
I'm not sure. Has he been available to you guys? No, not yet. I'm not sure.
How much do you miss him?
I mean, he's a great player, so he's – I always wish we'd have these guys out, you know, everyone, whether it's Jules or Gronk or – but. You know, different guys are dealing with different things. So it's part of football season. I think you still have to be mentally tough to overcome whatever adversity you face and try to win a game. So it's may take on a little different form. Obviously, when you lose good players, it doesn't help at all. But you still got to figure out a way to have production and score points.
Tom, preface this by saying I know that every receiver you work with wants to catch every pass you throw. But there have been some drops recently. As a quarterback working with your receivers, can you work on focus? Can you work on technique to try to improve and create better percentage of completion?
I think we work on all those things in practice, and we talk, you know, the communication of, you know, when to expect the ball, and, you know, coach puts together a great game plan for us. So, like I said, it's I know we're all capable of doing it. I certainly have a lot of confidence in the guys that I'm out there playing with. I certainly have confidence in the guys that I'm throwing the ball to, or else I wouldn't throw it to them. So I think it's just a matter of us ultimately going and making a place when we have the opportunity to do it. And that starts with practice and doing it consistently in practice so we all can do it with confidence in the game. Thanks, guys.